Grey Highlands Council is going to consider the possibility of a significant renovation of Stothart Hall in Priceville to ensure the facility is fully accessible. At its meeting on July 5, Council received a delegation from local resident Doug Harrison about the state of Stothart Hall. Harrison said the facility continues to be popular and well used by the public, but needs upgrades to make it accessible. The two-story community hall is also the location of the local baseball diamond, basketball courts, and is the host of an outdoor skating rink in the winter. It first opened in 1965. Harrison said local volunteers in the community have been working on plans to upgrade the hall to meet accessibility requirements for several years. "We need a commitment, we'll be doing something with it," said Harrison. Plans have been drawn up for a full-scale renovation that would add wheelchair-accessible washrooms, as well as wheelchair ramps. Harrison said several years ago the estimate for the work was approximately $168,000. The community has begun to raise funds for the project and recently raised $3,000 to go with $30,000 already in reserve. Harrison said they also hope to access grant money for the project and would also approach the municipality of West Grey, which funds a portion of the hall's operations. He said, "Obviously that amount will have grown as costs have increased," and urged council to take a look at the facility. "We need to work together to find out what is the best solution," said Harrison, who said there is a concern about the facility's future if it does not meet provincial accessibility standards. Paul Allen said the community didn't have to worry about the hall's future. He said that he had consulted with municipal staff and had been assured the provincial accessibility standards were required for new builds and major renovations. "Not that we want to delay it, but don't feel it's going to be shut down on January 1, 2025, said Allen. Harrison said that was good information to know and added that getting the building up to the requirements is important. "We still want to have that facility brought up to standard as quickly as possible," he said. "It's an important part of our community." Council unanimously supported a resolution to ask municipal staff for a full report about the feasibility and scope of the project and the next steps.